We're on an alien planet.
An alien planet.
Watching an episode from a classic Gerry Anderson series.
Will we get any goldfish? What the?
We're all gonna die.
I am a handsome man.
Next time, we'll bring snacks.
Sorry.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
So we're going back to 1962.
Before I was born.
I know, before any of us in this room are born.
Yay!
This is kind of ancient history of TV, isn't it? It's extraordinary.
Wow, yeah.
These programs are like historical documents now.
Yes, and also a terrible indication of the passing of time, because I remember as a kid getting the VHS tapes of Fireball XL5 and they were marked 30th anniversary edition, and now it's like...
Right.
Crikey, yeah.
62 years later.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
64 years later, it's...
So here we have a sort of the oft-repeated opening sequence.
Yes, very dramatic. Building up to...
Yeah, so just setting the scene. Whoa, yes. Okay, the jets are busting.
Exactly.
This beautifully designed ship.
This repetition was part of the appeal to see these sequences again and again for children.
They were very exciting, weren't they? Yeah. Just the moving along the tracks.
Yeah, look at that. Just the design concept.
I seem to remember, though, quite an obsession around that time. So my brother, being a bit younger than me, he had lots of those things like the train tracks, the cars that whizzed round, you know, the stuff that kind of did things that hadn't really done before.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You know,
right.
That moves on their own.
Yaha, yes, that's it, yeah.
Evil Knievel, those kind of
things. Oh, Evil Knievel.
And everyone was quite, fascinated in just how they moved.
Yeah, that's right. And these were sort of tropes, weren't they? These were kind of the hero characters, Evil Knievel, you mentioned, but in terms of Gerry Anderson, your Troy Tempests and your...
Mike Mercury.
That's right.
We were all in love with him.
Yes, yeah. Troy Tempest, of course, famously was modelled on James Garner. Did you know that? Yeah.
I could quite see that.
Yeah.
The very big eyebrows for starters. Jealous of big eyebrows.
There'll be a few of those in
these.
Yes. So where are we, Chris?
We're on an alien planet.
An alien planet.
I believe.
And something's appearing. What's up? Oh.
Wow.
Something's just smashed.
What the deuce?
Wow.
Someone's got a smoke machine or a fog machine, and they're going to use it out of this. Yeah.
Sorry.
Good one. Can't see it much apart from someone's just probably had a fag in front of them.
Probably,
it is 1962,
after
all. Times were different.
So that's one less building for this planet.
I see.
Right, so we don't know what the planet is yet, that we're not meant to know. Is that what you think?
Well, I can't remember the name of the planet.
No.
If you want me to guess,
oh,
I think...
Look.
There he is! There's our hero!
What's his name?
Fishman or Aquaphibian or...
Does he have a name?
We could come up with a name for him if you'd
yes.
like.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a name, he's just...
Seems
the
unfair.
Creature, I think they call
so,
it.
So, this was the series directly before the likes of Stingray, then,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And,
but this is almost a dry run of Stingray.
In
the sense that there's a lot of underwater stuff.
Uh-huh.
A surprising amount of underwater stuff for a space-based show at
sure.
this time.
Right.
But I adore this fish man.
I love the how he walks.
The way he walks and the music, his little bomb, 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 bomb music. And that slightly sort of happy look to the face as well, yes. And you can see that the body was then reused for Stingray.
Uh-huh.
So when we met before, we talked about the toothpicks and things. Actually really clear on
there. But isn't that clever, using everyday objects and items that you find lying around to make a thing?
Yes.
And now that's been sold on?
Yes, yeah. He still lives today.
Look how it walks! Those legs!
He doesn't look particularly villainous, does he? That's
no,
the thing.
But I believe he has wiped out everyone on this planet except for these two guys.
Well, appearances can
so
be deceptive.
He's very efficient.
Yeah.
Because it almost looks like he's smiling.
Yeah, or laughing to himself. Yeah.
Perhaps he is.
Is he meant to be scary?
Perhaps he takes pride in his nefarious deeds.
Yeah.
I should imagine, as a child, he'd be quite scary.
Yeah.
But then the music kind of softens it. You know, it's not too threatening. Oh, this is his weapon,
okay. So that's happened before. It kind of explodes.
And this is them waiting for the lift to come up and rescue them.
I see.
Yes.
But
it's
big
odd
puff
illustration
of
a lift.
Yeah, someone basically just needed
put
another
book.
I love the tunics. They're kind of silver Grecian or Roman type.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But you can see how
and
much...
Bob's, actually, I'm relating to the look.
The hair is amazing, isn't it? You can see how much the puppets had evolved by the time we got to the likes of Thunderbirds and Captain Scarlet, yeah. You know, which are much more realistic. These are much more naive, aren't they, sort of creations?
Yes, they are. Very... Do you
angular
think the angular, yeah, do you think that's on purpose?
I guess they're aliens.
Yeah.
I think there's a sort of a base puppet that they would then mould alien-ish features on, but a lot of them do seem to have very angular faces in XL5, the aliens, but just the walk.
So what's... Oh, I think people should come up with a name for Fishman. Yeah.
Freddy Fishman.
It seems unfair, he doesn't have a name.
He's so cute.
You go, Yannick.
Oh, no.
But again, you would have been fascinated as to how they got him to walk.
Sure, absolutely.
Because you can see the strings above.
Yeah, yeah. So there would have been a gantry above this set, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
With the operators would have been leaning on the bridge. Over. I mean, yeah. If you go online, you can see various pictures of them. You know.
But how do they get the feet to move? Haven't we?
By lifting the strings.
Yeah.
Famously, it was very difficult to get the puppets to walk convincingly.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
So
for
by the
an
time
alien.
We get to the likes of Captain Scarlet, the characters actually go on sort of travelators rather than walking.
Oh, what's he doing there?
He's not happy. They got away from him. He doesn't like that.
Great.
Yeah.
Now we've got a night sky.
Oh, they're sending a distress call to, I believe this is Earth. Yeah.
That looks like planet Earth.
Yeah. So I guess we're about to meet the heroes of the hour.
Oh, yes.
Kind of a Marineville there, then.
Yeah, that's Space City.
Yeah.
You imperative. Did you get that, Lieutenant 90? Sure thing, Commander.
Wow, those are eyebrows.
Yes.
Both of my daughters have gone through those eyebrow phases.
Isn't it funny? I guess what goes around comes around. But...
Yeah. One of them basically had a monobrow, and years later, both of them have said things like, why didn't you tell... How many times did I say, darling, do you think maybe just a little bit, perhaps just... Slug eyebrows was another one.
Slug eyebrows?
Yeah.
I didn't know slugs had eyebrows. Now, we
mentioned... very neatly groomed all the eyebrows.
Yes. Last time we met, Vix, we talked about your meeting with Gerry Anderson.
Yes.
Well, Gerry features in this series, actually, as the voice of Robert the Robot.
Oh, nice.
Who is in 5XL5. We'll see him...
What's for Zophite, Matt?
Emergency red call received.
Roger, Steve. We're very close.
Zophite, what's the planet like?
She's fabulous, that's isn't
Sylvia,
she?
Sylvia, yeah. Venus.
Venus, yeah. And I love that name, you see, as well. Because being a Libra and my planet is Venus.
Is that right?
So I'm quite obsessed with the sort of Venus and Aphrodite thing.
Okay.
I thought she's great.
So many a child in 1962 would have had one of those on their shelf, wouldn't they?
XL5.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a XL5 play set with like 100 parts, and today that's worth a small fortune if you can find it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I suppose the models, you know... Presumably you could buy all the models, couldn't you? Like the Airfix kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure,
yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know if there was a model kit of this, but there was one of those, I don't know what you'd call them, where you sort of attach them to a catapult and you fire them into the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, there's... what the...
There you go.
No, what
so
is that?
So that's Robert the Robot. That's Gerry Anderson.
Yeah.
How dare you? Yeah, he voices Robert the Robot.
When I met him, he didn't look like that.
No. But that's quite a, you know, the
what? But it's got
see-through...
a plastic cup. Upside down.
Look, you take whatever you can find and you make something out of
Love.
It.
Luck, and be careful.
Thanks, Venus. We'll keep
or a plant pot. Is it a plant pot?
It's the right
no,
shape.
That is
yeah.
That is hilarious.
And
there's some animation. You've got the little head of the rocket
coming off. And what you have to remember is that we're watching this in much higher definition than people would have seen it back in the day on their little TV sets.
It does look really good quality, actually.
And yet it still stands up.
Right, the alien's hiding. Watch out.
Because he may have killed everyone on this planet except two people, but he's still not done. And they just happen, of course, to have gone to that one spot on the planet where the alien is.
Yeah, that's really bad luck, isn't it?
Yes.
This weapon is extraordinary, so...
Oh, here we go again.
Kind of melting a hole in the...
explosion.
Yeah.
Sure, Steve, but this fella obviously means business.
Obviously,
what gives you that idea, Matt?
And then the smoke.
Oh, no.
Smoke coming through the smash hole that he's just made.
That's quite convoluted, isn't it, as a weapon? You've got to make the hole, then you've got to squirt the gas into it.
He's got very good aim.
Yes.
I'm not taking any chances, Professor. I'll try and steer clear of it.
Okay.
So looking at the movement, how much do you think it... What do you probably know these things? What changed to the next sort of series? How did it progress, like moving the mouth more? Because the lips aren't moving that much, are they?
Mm.
And they didn't they, in later?
Yeah.
It's just something they would keep
refining.
Didn't
the eyebrows move as well? Later on,
no,
not here.
No,
they never?
No. They would change the expression on the puppet's faces.
Yeah.
Starting with stingrays. So if it was a serious moment, like this obviously is, they would put the puppet's
serious
head on. Yes.
But
whereas these puppets,
heads. Yeah. They wouldn't just change like the eyes.
Oh, yeah, whole head. They would talk about the whole head. Whereas these ones, even if it's a serious situation, they keep that smile on their face. You know, we're all going to die. Smile, smile.
They could have probably got away with a lot of just like, it seems to be obsessed with eyebrows today. just changing the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like doing angles.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
you
maybe.
You know, like when you draw a cartoon like that
Absolutely.
Way or that way, if it's cross.
Yeah. I guess that's a reverse of the previous footage there. Of the...
So they had different whole heads.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Right, so I'm trying to spot the strings on the feet.
Reverting to flight control from main...
That robot.
I think the strings were on the knees.
Yes, that's right.
The leg.
It's on its way to take over, Steve.
We fixed that hole nearly.
Good outfits, though.
Yeah.
Really cool outfits.
So how big would each of these puppets have been, Chris-ish?
Well, we've seen previously, haven't we? Sort of...
Survivors of the planet.
One-third-ish, slightly smaller, maybe, life-size.
So those outfits would have been presumably designed by Sylvia Anderson.
Yeah.
And tailored to fit...
Well, they had a whole
like
sort of mini-costume department.
Yeah,
so there were others.
That's what I sort of... like research, it was about a third of a human size, and the ones we saw were sort of varying, but about that.
Yeah.
Because you can get dolls that size, can't
of course,
you? Like toddler
absolutely.
Dolls.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, of course you can. Yeah. But isn't that great that they had a whole wardrobe department, like a proper production?
Yeah.
They had a wardrobe department.
We find those two guys alive.
And what I love is that they almost have a repertory of characters, of actors as well. So in later series, you see a puppet from one.
Yeah.
Series playing a guard in
Ridges,
another series with a different wig or
whatever
it might be.
I remember Jerry Hunter actually saying that.
Yes,
but, so where's such and such? Oh, that head was used for. You just,
But doesn't it make absolute sense?
Well,
of course you would use what you've got.
If you think back to last week when we showed you that clip of Duke Dexter, the first of the three songs that we showed you. Do you remember this shot of the cameraman on the camera? That puppet is the commander puppet from this show.
Okay.
Reused.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed previously, some of them are now in private hands. Not many.
Well,
but...
not so much for XL5, But some still exist.
Yeah.
There's a couple of supercar puppets I know still exist.
Right.
It would be lovely, wouldn't it, to know and to do
a full catalogue of stuff.
Yeah.
Bring them all here.
Yes.
Do a nice exhibition at the Moxie.
Absolutely right. That would be great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Trained technicians, every one of them. What a...
Look how wide that one's mouth is and the lip. Wow.
Chris, tell us what's going on.
Well, they're trying to develop a defence against the attack of the fishman.
Fair enough.
Because he's got his heat weapon, of course.
The science lab.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Use some science on it.
I'm not sure. There's balls with, like, connector things.
Yeah.
And he's scratching his head to make it look real.
Bit of jet washing, make sure it's all clean.
Oh, is this why it said to the... What did it say about the science?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Oh, ignore goofy science.
Ignore the weird science.
Yeah. Ignore the science.
Well, this is a sci-fi show set in space where if they go outside the ship, they don't wear spacesuits. They take an oxygen pill. They're fine after that.
Yeah, but that's a way of telling a story.
It's,
it gets you
quick
out quick.
And efficient.
Rather than having to put on a whole,
Sometimes needs must, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And often those things can make them more special. Like, well, do we really want to make a, another costume?
That's
or a,
right.
You know,
and see them get into it every time. No.
Now he's all covered in socks. Oh, he's brilliant.
What do you think about the delay?
He doesn't.
So he's perfected his
kind underneath it all.
Protective glass.
Excellent. I see.
Yeah, he'll be ready for that fish man this time.
Right. I mean, I'm guessing it's not going to end well for the fish man.
Well,
because how
knows?
Can it? Unless he turns good in the end.
Maybe he's just misunderstood.
Oh.
Yeah. These two guys that he's trying to kill, maybe they wiped out his civilization. We don't know.
XL5 workshop.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look. So that now the.
Oh,
on the
he
outside.
Seems to have a.
He's outside, Steve, spraying the.
A spacesuit and breathing apparatus on.
He found something that will.
I think it's just a thruster pack, isn't it?
Ah, yeah, okay. Quirky music.
So did Jerry Anderson only voice that one robot? That's all he's ever...
I think so.
Yes.
So why that? Just out of interest, how come we never had?
There was a special device that they used to make that effect, and
the vocoder, I think. Was
yeah.
Something
yeah. Like, or vibrator, I think they yeah. called it at the time, and it was just yeah. decided that. Because it was more a technical thing.
Was it a bit like that?
Because it was more of a technical thing, and he was more technically minded. He just, that's the way it worked. Yeah. Whereas in later series, because he was so busy doing other things, they would have given that to one of the voice
actors. And aside from Jerry, are there any of the voice cast that carried on from Fireball into the likes of Stingray, Thunderbirds?
Well, Sylvia, obviously.
A lot of them sound similar,
don't
they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But then they had that handsome man voice.
They did, the 1960s voice.
I am a handsome man.
So Steve Zodiac was voiced by Paul Maxwell. He went on to other things, yeah.
Right.
I think they all, the whole cast of this show went on to the later shows. The only one who didn't is John Bluthal, who was the voice of Commander Zero.
Okay.
And Frank in Vicar of Dibley.
Yeah.
Throwing his ray gun again, Venus.
Were the puppets and the characters modelled on anyone in particular? You said about
James Garner and Troy Sanders, yeah.
So, like, I don't know, is he like a Richard Burton?
Almost certainly, Monty? I think. There are famous examples. Like, yeah. There's a Sean Connery, of course.
Oh, lots of Sean Connerys. I love this bit of puppetry.
Oh, wow. Hide.
I love the movement of the legs as he wiggles out of sight. Yeah.
But even Aquamarina here on your T-shirt, wasn't she based on Greta Garbo or someone? Bridget Bardot.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. You can absolutely see
that's
that.
Right.
Whereas I'm not sure about the characters in this show necessarily.
I suppose a lot of them are just very classic, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, the high cheekbones, the...
It's the hero look,
big
isn't
eyes,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. And big lips.
Yeah.
So we've landed, but we're sinking.
Oh, no.
We're
going in the water. Hence H2O.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, you see. You worked it out.
Just about. With that weird science, you know.
Yes. Oh, that's nice.
So it's sinking down, down, down.
Yeah.
Will we get any goldfish swimming by?
I hope so. We might get lucky,
oversized goldfish.
Yeah.
All right, Venus. It should be okay now.
Were they at the tank? And they had, like, the model, and then they had the goldfish.
Mm.
Were we meant to think that the goldfish were, like, massive, scary?
They are a bit oversized, compared to the action going on behind
them. Or
we
meant to just ignore
them.
The facts and just be like,
I think we just meant to think they're big fish.
Yeah.
You guys, they must have given up hope by now.
Steve, the creature.
The creature's followed them.
They just call it the creature, don't they? Yeah.
Paddling away like that.
Let's get out of here.
It's coming to get you. It's great how it's got all the little compartments in it. Oh, it's paddling. Wow.
Isn't that great?
He moves quickly, yeah.
None of that would actually have been in water, obviously, would it?
No, that's
And
just
what are we talking about? Back projection somehow?
Yeah.
See, that.
What do you mean? What would be the back projection?
As the craft was going through the water, there, the rocks behind them. So that was footage that was just showing behind the model.
Yeah, on a screen.
Yeah.
We must be immediately beneath the ruined city.
What's lovely about all this stuff, though, is like adults playing. And I think one of the things that we forget to do as we get older is just playing. That's why things like playing music or playing, you know, acting or,
absolutely.
You know, models or whatever. It's actually really, really good for us.
That's right.
Use your imagination. Mm, and
absolutely.
It must have been really great, you know, to make the models.
Yeah,
and
can you imagine? And then seeing them on screen.
Working with other creatives.
Yeah. Just go to work knowing, I'm going to make an alien today. Yes. Scary fish man.
I think so much these days, it's much more solitary. Because you can do so much yourself. Whereas before you'd get together and work with all...
Much more collaborative, absolutely right. I think you're right.
I love collaboration.
Yes.
I think it's way more exciting.
Absolutely, and can take things onto another level that perhaps you hadn't even thought about.
100%.
So that's shot in the tank in Bray. So it was that bit bigger than the one.
You can see that's
nice.
That's big. Yeah. How big do you think we're talking?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure if they ever went back to use this tank again. I think for Stingray, they moved to a new studio in Slough, so they probably had more room for a bigger tank of their own.
Ah, look at the lighting, the rippling on.
Yeah.
The metal.
Ready, Venus? We'll see where that.
And the great thing about these series, of course, is that they put so much effort into them. There was nothing. There was no compromise. Just because it was a kids' show, they didn't cut corners. Yeah. You know, they really spent the time and the effort to put all the details in. Yes, this
so
is
what
good.
So what are they called, these little things?
These are jetmobiles.
Jetmobiles,
yeah.
Flying. Yes. That's wicked, they just went up.
Again, to get over the fact that it was really difficult to make these things walk.
Yeah.
Rather than have the puppets walk, let's put them on a hoverbike,
okay,
you know,
right?
Or a jetbike,
okay,
or whatever it might be.
Yeah, there was a lot of flying bikes in these shows.
Yeah.
The tunnel is curving.
They are coming along.
They made it.
Oh, look, they're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
They're watching an episode from a classic Gerry Anderson series.
Yes. So the aliens are watching.
Yeah.
These people who are coming to save them.
Venus and what's this other one's name?
That's Steve Zodiac.
Steve Zodiac, that's right.
They're in their little fallout shelter that doesn't seem to be especially
well-stocked.
Now,
they're all meeting
each
other. Are they meeting in the same room? They are, they're talking.
Yeah,
they
are.
Oh, just swing my leg over there. Oh.
That aquafibian might have damaged.
And then, you don't mind if I just stand still and don't walk towards you, do you?
We saw no aquafibian when we observed your craft on our television.
Perfect command of English for an alien.
Yes, of course, yes.
That is a great look, isn't it? Sort of medieval thing going on with the hair and the armour.
We discovered this.
Great hair,
they've
too.
They've got kind of blonde bobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then...
Your underwater entrance.
Are we to take it that it was an entirely male race?
They generally were, yeah. Huh. Generally, these species were just two guys.
Right. Yeah. Representing
and,
the entire...
And the rest of the species is through that door over there, yes.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, come on, then. What are we waiting for? Something's going to pop up.
Fishman!
The incidental music's great as well, though, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, builds the atmosphere, doesn't it?
And as you say, nothing's that scary.
Yeah.
Like that, bum, 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 that's about as...
Yeah.
It's not...
That's
a young,
right.
A young kid would have been quite scared, but not, like...
It's not as dark as...
Yes,
when you think of, you know, Jerry series... By the time we get to the likes of Captain Scarlet, get very dark indeed. You know, there's a lot of death, there's a lot of killing.
Mm.
Whereas at this point in his...
But think what the kids of today are watching now,
well,
chaps.
Yeah. Usually watching alone. You know, the point
yes.
of these programmes is
yeah.
the family would
yeah,
sit down
true.
To watch them
yeah,
together.
And you'd chat and say, oh, that's only a,
exactly.
you know, a puppet.
Yeah.
Bit,
and now they're up in their rooms on their phones watching who knows
point.
What.
More smoking.
Yes.
He's stronger than I've known.
But now, what is the point of this smoke? It doesn't...
It's toxic.
Is it? But they don't...
They're
oh,
talking
I see
about
how
toxic it is
okay.
as they breathe
oh,
in
look.
More of it, yes. Oh, no.
Oh, you bad fish
well,
man.
Do we have any idea as to his motive yet?
He's a fish
taking
man.
Over the planet.
He's a
fish
man.
Yeah, I think he just wants to...
Kill everyone.
Kill everybody, yes. He's having fun. Oh, no.
Do you know
not
nothing about
guy.
History? Do you have to have a good reason for it?
Sorry, you're quite right.
To invade?
Now I
come
about
on,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
Couldn't...
Yeah, you're right.
You've got to hang on, Venus.
Oh, come on.
I suppose also having a lot of smoke on the puppet set means you can say the puppets are doing more involved things than they would normally be able
yeah.
to because
sure.
you can't see them.
Yes.
Smoke screen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
oh,
so they've
now
loaded
he's
them
on the jet
pack.
Bikes. Yeah, with them on the back. So they're rescuing the aliens now from...
yeah. Whatever
aquafish
that creature
man.
Is. Yeah.
The creature, they
the
call
creature.
It.
The creature.
Perhaps just the word, the creature, was enough.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
A slight bit of sweat there on her brow.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I liked the
stressful.
Sweat on the aquamarine one with Troy Tempest with the... They sprayed all the sweat.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so good.
Clever.
That creature, it's beside Fireball Jr.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So it's between... The ship and them. How?
No.
Why didn't they do that before?
Well, they have to give him a chance.
Is he gone?
Is that it? Because if so, that was remarkably
looks...
easy.
Please.
Well, he seems to have gone.
I guess that's taken care of him for a while.
I guess that's taken care of him for a while. Very good. For a while.
Yes. Till
enough
next time.
To get out of here.
Is it meant to be sinking?
Yeah, they're going
it's
back
going
down.
Oh, it's all right.
To escape, yeah, the way they came
we
in.
We assume they've got back in.
Yes.
Mission complete, Matt.
Be with you soon.
Nice work, Steve.
More system.
That robot cracks me up. It really does. It's just a plastic cup for a head. Not even any googly eyes. Not
no,
even.
No.
Who's to say robots need eyes?
Well, truly, they don't really.
Yeah. is that the last we're going to see of the Fishman?
Yeah.
So they defeated him quite easily.
He's
just
defeated
like that.
Him, and now he's got the whole planet to himself to march around to his cool music.
We cannot thank you enough, Steve Zodiac.
All part of the job, I guess. Fireball XL5 to...
What a great name, Steve Zodiac.
Yeah,
it's great, isn't it? It's a hero's name.
You've been doing. Did you run into more trouble?
That, Commander, is the understatement of the year.
So he just says, did you run into some trouble?
Yeah, that, Commander, is the understatement of the year.
Some great lines.
That's great. There you go. Thank you for joining us in our time machine.
Thank you, I loved it.
Back to 1962. Did you enjoy Fireball XL5?
I really, really enjoyed it. Absolutely brilliant. I am going to be watching more.
Are you now?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, on that note,
I started last night, so I thought, oh, I should. And it's refreshing on my memory now, but it's just fun, isn't it?
It's sweet, isn't it? Yeah, nostalgia. Quite simple tales in a way, but well told. Chris, where can we see more Fireball XL5?
You can get it on DVD and Blu-ray and on ITVX.
Oh, okay.
And it sometimes gets shown on Talking Pictures TV as well.
Nice.
So it's all over the place.
And of course, we're talking all over this fantastic song.
The wonderful song.
Always a perennial favourite.
Yes. Which I can't remember how high this got in the charts, but it did.
Did it? It charted?
Yeah, I think so.
But it didn't get to number 5.
No.
There's only 4 people doing the voices.
Yeah, 4 people for the whole show.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Join in if you know the words.
Good. Yeah, it's a nice tune, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
There we go. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely to have you along. We'll see you again. We'll watch another one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Next time, we'll bring snacks.
Definitely.
Sorry.
Let's get started. Let's go.
Spectrum is green.